Who is not my grandson?
No.
No.
Old friends.
Although we shared some teachers. And
definitely did.
And did you want
to? Well, anyone who does not have a Marvin Bumble sheet, I'm going to be sending a PDF into the Shearspot group so you can follow along.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dean Schechter. This is really amazing to see, as you started. I did not expect nearly half of this crowd on the first day of classes in the middle of the day. So let me try my best to try to make this meaningful for you, as you've taken some very valuable minutes from your first day to be a part of this, to be a part of this shiur. You are very, very lucky to be in on the Barron campus when you are. There are amazing, amazing things happening here. I know that some of you may just say that's the way it always was, but to see events like this and to have people leading like Rabbi Fein and Dean Schechter is quite a privilege for all of you. I'm going to do something today that I rarely do. I was a shul rabbi for many years, and I would just, you know, take a source and read it through with the Balabatim, and we'd enjoy the shiur. But usually when I'm invited to give a shiur, so it's embarrassing to just come in and just take a couple of pieces of paper that you could read yourselves and go over it with you. But this idea, which I'm going to share with you from the Alei Shiur, I don't think you're going to see otherwise for several reasons. First of all, who has time to learn Alei Shiur, even the really great stuff in Alei Shiur? And second of all, this piece is on page 596 of Volume 2. What's the difference exactly between Volume 1 and Volume 2 of the Alei Shiur is a little different than some other svarim. Let's say you just started with Volume 2, like many do, the big, thick Alei Shiur. There's no chance, unless you drop out of college, that you're getting up to page 596. But this piece is so important to living our lives as Jews. It is so important to people who are in college or starting college today that I promise that it will be worth just listening to me read and translate the words of Rav Wolbe in this piece. It is not the simplest thing to accept. It's challenging. I wouldn't have the guts to get up and express the ideas here. These aren't even Rav Wolbe's ideas. They're ideas from Rabbeinu Yonah. They're ideas from Rabbeinu Bachya. What are we supposed to believe about one of the fundamental questions that we dare not ask usually, and that is Hishtadlut u'bitachon. You're here because, well, I don't know why you're here. You're here because, I don't know, that was the next thing to do after you were in Eretz Yisrael, so you came here. But going to college, learning, preparing for a profession, preparing for life, is a hishtadlus. It's a hishtadlus. You're putting in your time to learn whatever your various major is, whatever the things you're considering. But you're also people of emuna and bitachon. And in this piece, Rav Wolbe tries to deal with the question of how our efforts to make a living, to get a job, to support a family, to help support a family, how does all of that stuff go together with believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides? Lios Yehudi Mishaneh et kol hamabat al ha'olam va'al hagisha elav. It happens to be, he starts, it's a very strange sentence. It happens to be that the Jew looks at the world completely differently than everybody else. Umos ha'olam mushrashim ba'olam. The nations of the world, most people in the world, are very, very rooted in the world. Their lives are about building their lives. Seems like very often that's ours too. Their lives are about succeeding in the world. Yehudim mushrashim be'elokut. Umisham nigashim el ha'olam ubonim et chayehem. What is the starting point? Is the starting point to get myself set up in the world? Or is the starting point to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To be a Jew? To try to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then figure out how that translates into everyday life? Skip a little. Kach anachnu omrim mimash. Rabbeinu, Hagaon Rav Yitzchak Kutner. He quotes Rav Kutner in the Pachad Yitzchak. Hafilosofim shel hagoyim torchim limtso makom avur lokut betunat olamam. The typical secular philosopher tries to figure out where is there room for God in this world? Where can you find a little bit of God? Ki bihios ikar mitziusam ha'olam, since the ikar mitzius, the main thing is the world, is the physical world, is what you see, miskashin litchok letocho telukim, it's difficult to find a place. Where does God fit in? Everything looks so godless. Everything looks so real. Everything looks like it's because of what I do. Where is there room for God in this whole picture? Hama'amikim shalanu, but those of our scholars, those of our greats, who really try to get to the depths of things, miskashim limtso makom la'olam. Shaharei alokut hu hakol. They struggle with the question of how could we exist if God is everywhere? Not how is there room for God if the world is so huge, if the world is so real, but if God is so real, how could, that's, a lot of Kabbalah is based on this idea. How are we even here? God had to shrink himself, kiviyachol, be mitzamtzem himself, just to let us be here. Two very different views of the world. Are you trying to figure out, where is your starting point? Is your starting point that there's a Ribono Shel Olam? And now I'm going to figure out how to function in his space? Or is the starting point that there's this world and we're going to try to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it? Next paragraph. Kevan shehaklal Yisrael mushrash belokus. Since we are starting, we're rooted in God. V'hu chai im ha'ashkocha ha'pratis. Hamalava osoa kol tzad. Since we believe that God is involved with our everyday lives. God is involved with everything. Every one of us. No matter how small and insignificant we think we are. No matter how small and significant we actually are. We limit God's hashkacha to our own risk. We assume that he can't be involved in me or care about me because how many people could I keep on my radar? Like 4 friends, I forget to call them on their birthdays. How can I possibly imagine a God who could know everything about me and care about me? But that's why he's God and we're not. Niyasa hagisha el ha'olam ha'maisa avurosha ilagdol. There's one big question. Halo ha'kol hu me'es Hashem isbarach. Isn't everything from Hashem? V'lama ve'ech yitrach b'havas mezonosa b'malacha u'miska. Why do we have to go to college? Why do we have to get a profession? Why do we even have to try? Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sure you heard this at some point. Especially those of you who got to stay for Shana Bet. At some point, everything's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like, what is this all about? What are we trying? Why are you putting in all that effort? Are you paying all that tuition? What is this all about? He quotes a Gemara at the end of Kedushin. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Miyomai Lo Ra'isi Tzvi Kayatz V'Ari Saval V'Shu'al Chenvani. He said, I've never seen animals at a job fair. A deer doesn't have to spend its day drying figs. A lion doesn't have to work from 9 to 5 as a porter. And a fox doesn't have to open up a store. Animals have so much free time. It's great to be a wild animal. Occasionally you're hungry, you gotta hunt. Behem is farnasim shelo b'tzar. They have it fairly easy. V'hem lo nivru el shamsheni, but they're all just for me. They're way down on the proverbial food chain. V'ani nivresi l'shamish eskoni. I was created to serve God. Animals are here to serve me. Ma elu shelo nivru el shamsheni mispanasim shelo b'tzar. If those creatures, which are only here to help me, they have such an easy life. I'm more important than animals. Doesn't mean you should be cruel to animals. Doesn't mean anything. It just means that human beings are more important than animals. So why do human beings have to waste so much time at work? And animals are pretty self-sufficient. Ela shahare osi es ma'asai v'kipachti es parnasosi. I must have made some fundamental mistake which led to the fact that I have to go to work. There must be something. It doesn't make logical sense that I, who have a more important mission here in this world, I'm serving the Creator, that I should have to spend most of my day at work. Whereas the animals, who, what else are they accomplishing anyway? They have to spend an hour or something, whatever it is. So says Rav Volbi something very powerful, which is not the way everyone understands this Gemara. Heichon kipachti es parnasasi. He explains here something just mind-blowing that he's going to bring throughout the rest of the piece. What does it mean that I messed up? When? Where? Where did I go wrong? I could have really had that life. I don't know how many people here want to be a lion or a fox or a deer, but I could have had that. Where did I go wrong? Was it early high school? Was it something I did as a senior? Where did this lovely lifestyle of leisure go? Says Rav Volbi. Havi Omer b'chet Adam Harishon. Oh no, can't really correct that. It wasn't, you and I didn't do anything wrong. Adam Harishon changed what was supposed to be. Think about it. In Gan Eden, everybody got to hang out all day. Only for a couple of hours. But had they gotten it right, it would have been a lot longer than a couple of hours. It would have been the same sort of situation that animals have. Ubiklola Sheba Acharav Arura Ha'adama. That's step one. Rav Volbi establishes that the fact that we have to go to Stern is because of Adam and Chava. Okay. Oh well. It would have been much easier. We wouldn't have to study for a profession. We wouldn't have to have a major if it wasn't for the sin of Adam and Chava. How does putting together our lives, how does that somehow correct the mistake of Adam and Chava? Stam a punishment? Adam and Chava sin, so I have to go to the office. Doesn't make any sense. I have to open up a store. So he says. He says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi klala, in quotes, ala Adam she'ein ba tikun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mature parent. He punishes so we can learn a lesson, so we can get better, so we can get back to where we were. What was the situation before Adam and Chava sinned? There was, as we know, a much more clear understanding of what was good and what was bad. Very hard to understand the whole thing, the apple, the tree, what exactly happened, but most understand that before Adam and Chava sinned, it was easier to know what was holy and what was not, what was good and what was evil. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to bring us back up to that level, asked us to practice on a regular basis deciding between good and bad, good and evil, important and less important, necessary and unnecessary, godly and not as godly. Acharei acheit meuravim tov v'ra b'chol ha'olam kulo. After the sin, good and evil were mixed in the entire world. Avodas ha'adam me'az hi. What is our purpose in this world? You didn't think you were going to get that on the first day, right? The first day, you're going to find out what is our entire purpose in this world. Levarer es hatov mehara. Our job is thousands of times a day, but we'll see how this is reflected in jobs, in work, in professions. Thousands of times a day to pick the right thing and don't follow the wrong thing. Very often we think of our semesters or our days or our months as how am I doing? But we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu put us into a situation where countless times every day we have to choose what was the right thing to do. And it's not simply, unfortunately, so easy as to say, I know this is right, I know that's wrong, I know this is what I should do, I know that's what I shouldn't do, and I just need the guts to do the right thing, the self-control to do the right thing. The world is much more complicated than that. If we only knew what the right thing was, it would be a lot easier to do it. But we have to select. We have to make choices. Who wrote Selagad el Tavua? Where do you see this in going out to work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a person wants to grow wheat. Aval b'yachad im ha-tavua matzmicha ha-adama gam kotz v'dardar utzrichim la'ador et ha-sadeh. Fascinating. Person wants to grow wheat, wants to have bread, wants to sell the bread, wants to eat, wants to make a parnasa. But what's the first thing that you have to do? You have all these wheat stalks, but there's all this other stuff there. What a person does when they harvest is they separate between the stuff that is good and the stuff that is not good, the stuff that is worthwhile and the stuff that is somewhat worthless. What more classic type of work is there, of profession, of parnasa is there than to be a farmer? Well, being a farmer is about deciding the whole day, differentiating between stuff that is good and stuff that isn't. Se habirur shel hatov mehara b'tavua. Everything we do, we're asked to do the same exercise. Gam hafrashas hasigim mehazahav v'hakesef. You want to go into fine metals? No such, nothing is pure in this world. There's nothing pure. Anything that you have that's pure, it's because someone went through a process of dividing between that which was good and that which was not. Almost every profession in one way or another comes down to separating between the opportunities that I should take and the opportunities that I shouldn't take. The people that succeed make the right decisions. Even figuring out what I should have in my store, what should I sell? Success comes from making decisions between that which is going to be better and that which is not going to be so good. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask us to go out to work? To practice making decisions. Because that's what became more difficult after Adam sinned. The ability to make good decisions. Kishadam Yisrael ochel dvarim ksheirim umavarech lifneim va'achareihem. Similarly, when I decide to eat something kosher, and I make a bracha beforehand, and I make a bracha afterwards, ha'ochel misacheidim kochos gufo umavriho v'nosein lo koach la'avod b'torah u'mitzvos. Ze maase muvhak shall birur tovara. That is also choosing between good and bad. It's just that we're so used to it, and they don't sell anything, hopefully, else in the calf at Baron. So I don't realize that I'm making a choice to eat kosher food. Those of you who had the good fortune or less fortune to grow up as FFBs can't understand what it means to just eat kosher food. Have you ever had someone who worked in your home who cannot believe that you stick to this kosher diet always, no matter what? Who sticks to a diet always, no matter what? Yes, if you're going to get physical symptoms, if you can't have, if you're lactose intolerant, if you can't have wheat, So of course, you're still gonna cheat once in a while. I'm lactose intolerant. Depends how good the cheesecake is. You make a choice. But to stick to a diet that has no physical reaction in the body afterwards, you sometimes have to speak to someone who's not holding in this world to realize what this is, what a decision it is. To decide to make a bracha to an invisible God who you can't prove is listening to you. Do you know what an act of faith it is every time you take 3 steps forward to Daven Shmoneh Esrei and you start talking to nothing? Try it in an airport enough times and you'll realize what an act of faith it is. We do these things, that's just what you do. I don't know, you get up in the morning, supposed to daven. But every one of these is a choice. Every one of these is a statement. Every one of these is a berur, tov, and ra. Every mitzvah is an opportunity to choose. Uvacharta v'chayim. And that's what we're practicing day in and day out. Harei ha'olam achar hachet mechayev hishtadlus shel birur tov meira. That's the first point that he makes. That everything in this world today is there to correct what Adam and Chava made this mistake. And it's all about things being murky and us choosing, deciding, spending time deciding exactly what I should do with it. But then he goes further. Al ha'adam atzmo nigzar lihishtadel b'parnasaso. Every one of us are told we're supposed to go out and make some sort of a living. U'bazeh hichnis HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'adam l'toch nisayon kasheh. He said that besides the particular work that we do that will always involve making decisions and separating good and bad, the very act of going out and getting a job, the very act of studying to get a job, the very act of preparing for the rest of your life, that in and of itself has a built-in nisayon, a built-in choice that you need to make. Mitzad echad hu ne'anem yegia kapav. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in such a way that we like to succeed ourselves and to make a living. The Gemara says, Rotze Adam Bekav Shalom Itisha Kabim Shel Chavero. I want my own handiwork. I don't want somebody else's. You go to like a painting thing with ceramics, and then you go back 2 weeks later to pick up the dried thing, and they give you someone else's. They said, that's about it. You're coming out with a piece, no? Now the reality is, I can't paint in a straight line, never mind write in a straight line. So whoever one else's thing is going to be prettier than mine. But I don't want their thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in such a way that we like the stuff we created ourselves. He did us a favor. That's a tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with our psyche, that we can enjoy Ma'asei Yodenu. Ki malachto mamtika lo es totzarata. The work we do when we work for something, it's geschmack. We feel. And the fact is, the Ramchal points out that that's what the next world is going to be. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have given us all the good in the world. You know what's the greatest good he can give us? Is the feeling of pleasure of having earned something. As great as Olam Haba could have been if he just handed it to us, it would never be as good as if we felt we earned it in some way. He created within us this idea that I like that which I create. I feel proud that I accomplished something. We're supposed to feel that. Ach me'ida chualul is kof hatzlachaso bekocho v'otzim yado. But at the same time, the more I connect my effort and the result, the more I'll think it's really my effort. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created within us this connection. I'm supposed to feel good about the fact that I worked and accomplished something, but I'm also somehow supposed to remember that really it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. Ve'akol haya muchan lo began, so sorry, lifnei achet, kasher adam arishon hitparnei shelo b'tzar, in Gan Eden, akol haya muchan lo began Eden b'li amal. He didn't work for anything. Lo haya lo nisayon zeh. if God gave us everything, like he did in Gan Eden, all of us would be very clear that it was not Kochi ve'otzem yodi. But since he put us in this world, and he told us, I want you to try to make a living. I want you to be involved in this. And not only that, what you make, you're going to love. You're going to feel a geschmack when you make it. But that comes with another nisayon. But now I think it was me, and certainly it was all me. Kachi darka shel hashkacha helyona. Acharei shechata ad ha'adam v'yarad b'madregoso humatila alav avoda gedola la'amod b'nisayon chadash. Everything that today we call work was a special nisayon that was given to the descendants of Adam HaRishon after he was kicked out. Kedei lachzor l'madregoso hakademes, so that we could get back to that same place. Hare me'ata, now, achare acheit, chayev adam lihishtadl mezonoso. We gotta go ahead and work. V'imzeh liyos chazak be'emunoso, ki kol mezonoso tluyum b'Hashem Yisbarach. That is inherently the challenge. And he says in the last sentence of this paragraph, gam shezeh mevarim hatov mehara. And this too represents tov, seeing that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ra, feeling like I did it myself. So when we go to work, not simply is the nature of our work to divide between things that are more important, things that are less, things that are chaff, and things that are worthwhile. And that's what we have to do in order to fix the mistake, the level that we fell to after Adam HaRishon, but the very idea that we have to go out and make a living presents one of the ultimate challenges of Emunah. Is it me, or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who is providing? He quotes an amazing piece by Rabbeinu Yonah on the pasuk of Bechol Derechecha Daehu, to know God in all your ways. Listen to what Rabbeinu Yonah says. B'chol po'al asher atam mevakesh lasos zachor esak shem yisparach v'kavi alav latzlichacha. He says, before you do anything, before you start your semester, before you start your new job, you should remind yourself, ki ein hapoel biyadecha, that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who decides how we do. It's Rabbeinu Yonah. Tough stuff. What does that mean? But if I know, if I study more, I'm going to do better. If I cheat, I seem like I'm going to do a little bit better. How do I establish in myself that what's going to ultimately happen to me is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands? The previous pasuk said, believe in God with all your heart. There are people out there who, they believe in God, and they believe, like, you know, sort of everything's from heaven. They trust in God. That sounds pretty good. They don't believe in people. They don't believe in themselves. They believe in God. Va'ach lo yashiv inyan habitachon elibo bifratim. In the back of my mind, I know that I know God is there. I know that he makes decisions. I know he runs the world. But like to put together what I'm doing right now, today's activity, and to believe that it's not exactly what I do, I'm supposed to be involved in being mevarer. I'm supposed to be involved in the secular world. I'm supposed to be involved in a profession. I'm supposed to be involved in life. I'm supposed to use every one of those opportunities to fix what they did at Gan Eden, to make good choices, to do the right thing, and to use my profession and my studies to do that. Every moment is a tikkun. But to somehow believe, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that although what I'm doing is a mitzvah, it's not necessarily cause and effect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding what the end result is going to be. That's why the pasuk says, in everything you do, you should know God. In the smallest thing that you should do, whatever the smallest thing is that you're doing, just realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the key to success. Not what I do with my hands. V'dak yesh anashim she'eneihem el Hashem b'maiseh godol. Kamo im yivakshu lefrosh bayam, leschora, o latzeis b'shayara. There are lots of people that when it comes to a big thing, they say, that must be in Hashem's hands. If you think about it, it doesn't make logical sense, but when I'm about to embark on something serious, I'm supposed to I'm traveling for a new adventure, that I can understand is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But little things, how I do on the test today, that seems too insignificant for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to play a role. Al Kain Amar, the beginning and middle of the paragraph, Bechol Durachecha Da'eu, B'davar Gadol, O Katan. Ki Achar Shekol Pa'ulos Teluyos B'yad Hashem, V'kol Atzlochos B'chazdo, Chayev Adom L'zochro Bechol Ma'asav. This is Faith 101. It's very, very hard. If you're saying, do you really believe that? I'll tell you, I'm trying to believe that. But I know that that's what we're supposed to believe. That's the nisayon of post-Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, it was easy to understand that everything that came from Hashem. But we had to leave Gan Eden. Now we had to live in a world where we can't believe our eyes completely. In fact, we may not be able to believe them at all. I have to, as it said before the star, going up back to the page, Gam Shazem Evarim Hatov Ha'emuna Mehara Kochi Ve'otzim Yadi. He quotes on the next page, Ukmo Shamarna Bechaim Umaves Kenemar Bechiyuv Tvia Sibos Habrios Va'amazon, says the Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos is a very important sefer, but Shar HaBitachon, to learn Shar HaBitachon and the Chovos HaLevavos is worth your time, because that's basically, what do I believe about the world that's around me? It's not only about life and death. It's about all the pursuit of everything that we do. Ki hasibot ein moilot oto bazek klum el abigzeres habarish baruch. A Kadosh Baruch Hu decides what's going to be. And therefore, I have to plow the ground. And I have to take out the thorns. And I have to put in the seeds. And I have to water it. I have to do that too. But I also have to believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the key to my success. Yivtach al habore yisparach lahafrosa lishomra min apagoyim v'tarbeh tevuasa. The next paragraph, v'chein bali hamalacha v'aschora v'aschirus. Whatever profession we have, you know, it's easier to believe in God if you're a farmer. It really is. And many of you have had the opportunity, I hope, in Eretz Yisrael to meet with farmers. I went last year on a trip with a number of YU students to see how Shemitah plays out, really plays out in the land of Israel. And Shemitah is just one of those things that if you're not a farmer, you really don't get it. If your struggle with Shemitah is trying to stay away from certain fruits, that's not what Shemitah is about. You meet with farmers, even farmers who otherwise don't seem to be Shomer Mitzvot, who take off a year's salary. Farmers are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. There's so many factors that they understand are out of their control. But that's not true with most professions. Most professions, we pay people a lot of money, and we pay accountants and actuaries a lot of money, that everything should be in our control. But everybody's a farmer. Mitzuyin lachzor al ha-teref behem im ha-bitachon be'elokim. It's got to be with faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha-teref b'yado u-reshuso. Ultimately, the success, that which I'm going for, is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shehu arev bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees it to us if we do what we're supposed to do. Va'al tachshov ki ha-sibah to'iluhu otazikuhu me'uma. And says the Chovos HaLevavos. This is not some crazy out there sefer that someone handed to you when they were collecting tzedakah. This is Rabbeinu Bachya, the Chovos HaLevavos. This is Hashkafa 101. Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Bachya, that everything that we're doing here is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be involved in Parnassa. He wants us to be involved in real lives. He wants us to live life and through the decisions that we make, uplift the world. But that's not ultimately what's going to lead to our success. That's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Magadola v'daka havoda hazos. He's not pulling any punches here. How difficult this is. This is Rav Volbi saying it's difficult. Mitzvah echad, mitzad echad, mitzuvah ha'odim lishtadl b'parnasoso. On the one hand, we're told we have to try. We have to put in effort. U'mitzad sheni, ein lo l'smoch v'livtoach klal b'hishtadlu zos. Because it could be that if I put in my effort in this place, if I do what I'm supposed to, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring me parnasa from a completely different place. My job is to put in my effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it from there. Finally, Gam Ishtadlu Zu Shal Adam Yachad HaMebitachon Hu Me'inyan HaBeirurim. This is Levarer HaTov Me'ara. Ach Bir Zeh Ba'Adam Atzmo Hu Bli Gvul Yoter Kasher MiBeirurei HaTov Me'ara Ba'Olam. This is one of the most difficult challenges that we have. It's so much more difficult deciding whether to eat kosher or not kosher. Or to pursue this path, or to spend an hour doing this, or to spend an hour doing that. It says there will be that what we're engaged in here is one of the most difficult challenges, and that's what we're here for. To pursue, to do, to learn, to study, to get jobs, to make a parnasa, and to recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lador isvei bar mi bein hachita hagodeles besade hu le'ein aroch yoser kal ma'asher lasok b'schora v'liros hatzlocha v'lo litlos hatzlocha b'kocho. It's a lot easier to be a farmer and to divide between the wild grass and your crops than it is to be a typical Jew and to divide between all of our efforts and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. I have only 3 minutes. What can I offer you to help with this incredible struggle that's about everything that we do in this stage of our lives? Until this stage in your life, for those of you who are coming back from Eretz Yisrael now, high school is like high school, and Eretz Yisrael is Gan Eden. But now is the beginning of the rest of your lives, where the effort that you put in is clearly in all of our minds connected to a certain result. The answer, I believe, is on the final page. Al tia avodas hatfila, where the asterisk is kala be'inenu. The answer, I believe, is tfila, and how much more important tfila becomes at this stage in your lives. Lefimara einenu misnagim kol inyanei ha'olam al pisiba umasovev. He goes back to the same idea. The way it looks like everything is just natural. It looks like it's cause and effect. Hadam ani mipnei sheinu mukhshar l'mashu. A person is poor because they didn't do a good job. Hu chole because of a virus. However, hinei anachnu tzrichim lefol ba'atzmeinu ladas ki hakol toloi ach v'rak v'ratzon Hashem yisbarach. V'lo b'sibos gashmios. But we have to remember that it's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hare kol tefila misnageshes imcho kabarzel shel siba umisovev. Underline that. Kol tefila misnageshes imcho kabarzel shel siba umisovev. Every single tefila is a statement of faith that it's not what it looks like. Because if it was what it looked like, I wouldn't need to pray. I know that it's so much easier to pray in the summer, in Eretz Yisrael, for those of all of you who had the schus to do that. But prayer isn't meaningful until you're in this nisayon of cause and effect. How am I supposed to, on the one hand, work all day and then at the same time remember that, no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I do every time I say Shemoneh Esrei. And that's what I do every time in Shemona Esrei, where I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I acknowledge that He's the one that can give me this. The more things you ask for, particular in Shemona Esrei, the more times you remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that does it for you. I have a very interesting rule in my Shema Koleinu. I start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. And then you ever have that thing, like you start thinking, what's today? I don't know, I got this and that. And then you always think of something and then you're like, I don't need to pray for that. I got that one. That's what you need to pray for. The stuff that you say, oh, I got that one. Nah. That one's a breeze for me. Nothing's a breeze. Everything's here because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah at this stage in our lives is what allows us to keep that balance between a whole day of studying, a whole day of working, a whole day in an internship. And then I'm supposed to remember that it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When and how can I catch myself? That's why tefillah becomes so much important as your life goes on. It's this stage in your life where tefillah is needed to retain that balance. Your avoda starts or continues here. It's here in the real world. It's here in class and on an internship and at a job that you really do the birur. That you really are doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do down here, which is to be involved in the world to make these decisions. Don't forget to pull away. Not just three times a day, but as many times as you can. Don't forget to pull away for a moment and say, could you give me a hand? I believe in you. I know that it looks like I'm doing this, but I know it's you. I know that you're the one that leads to my success. It's a combination of everything you're doing here with moments of contemplation and moments of tefillah that will lead to your success. It's here specifically that you must work on your emunah. Here. And you must work on your tefillah. I wish you much, much hatzlacha. You have great role models here to learn from, to grow from. And I wish you hatzlacha with the semester. But really, I wish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you hatzlacha with the semester.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Tanner. Just quick reminders tonight for all first-time attending students. I mean, students who just...